Your workout today is the Tour de Ireland. We have 6 rounds of bike for distance. We do 40 seconds at a medium damper, 20 seconds standing with the damper at 8 or 10, 20 seconds with the damper at 3 or 1, and then a final 40 seconds at a medium damper. And we go every 5 minutes. So we're biking for 2 minutes, 6 times, and we're adjusting the damper throughout the 2-minute window.
Yep.
In order to recreate the Tour de France.
The Tour de Irland. Yeah.
Yeah. Why not just go awful hard for 2 minutes wherever you want?
Yeah, like we're talking here, we're out in the Irish countryside and we've got hills, we've got wind, we've got downhills, we've got everything, right?
Yeah.
So we're trying to get that undulation effect, the mixing of the efforts. Mm-hmm. So the first 40 seconds, we're sitting at a hard pace, like it's very hard pace. It's just at a damper that you'd normally work with. Mm-hmm. So we all know that's pain, right? That's where we normally find our pain. Then we have to like blast it up to 10 or 8 and get out of saddle. So we're out of saddle again. This is the new in vogue thing because of you.
And, because of me.
And this is where the legs explode. This is the sprint up the hill. Yeah. Then we go down damper and we try and find some speed in the legs after they're full of blood. And then we have to level back out at the end again to find our regular pace, mm-hmm. regular max effort. And the legs are done, heart rate through the roof, and see can we sustain it. So that middle section is there to make the last section feel way worse and see can we hold on to a pace. So the legs are going to get way more enduring as a result. We're going to build power and then the aerobic system is going to get it.
Yeah, something I'm thinking about, both from a coaching perspective and an athlete one here, is like where should RPMs be sitting throughout this? Because we know we kind of have our range like in and around 85 when we get to put the damper where we want. Are we still chasing that kind of range for those two sections? And then whenever the damper's up high, how high should the RPM be going? And when it's down low, how high should it be going?
Yeah, I think 85 is good for the first and the last piece. That would be a nice...
So that's when you put the damper exactly where you like it. So it goes at like 3.5 for me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. You put it there and try and hit your 85. Mm-hmm. In saying that, I think whenever we're talking about the bike, we have 2 variables going on. Mm-hmm. And we'd like to have 1 constant, so then the other thing can be the variable.
Yeah.
So if you've got 2 constants, say if the 3.5 damper is set and the 85 is set, and we've more in the tank, then we're leaving fitness on the table. That's the issue with that. Uh-huh. So you can either decide to up the damper to, so I've got more in my legs, I'll make it harder for myself, or else I'll leave it at 3.5 and see can I up my RPMs. So there's where your work rate can be accommodated up or down. If you get your 3.5 and you can't hit 85, you've got a decision. Yeah. So I come down to 3 and see can I get up to 85 or not. So you're trying to get something that extracts the most amount of effort from you, yeah. really at the end.
And what about whenever I put the damper up to 10, is there an RPM I'm trying to hit there?
Or highest
is
that possible.
Just go. And then the same at the really
highest
low
possible.
One.
Yeah.
Just see how, literally, I'd say whenever the damper's down at the very low one, what is it, 1?
Yeah, like, or 3, yeah. yeah.
Like how high can you actually get that RPM?
100%.
I've done that in a warm-up before, and I think Darren Duffy got it up to like 147 RPM.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen that before.
He nearly took off. But that's the kind of feeling we're chasing here as well, is it? It's like really just pump the legs, get them moving as quick as possible.
Yeah, 100%. This is, like Jose designed this workout, and he's got it in the notes. At all points in this workout, this is a max effort workout.
Oh, so it's just 2 minutes of go.
Yeah, so it's not like do an easy bit or a medium effort, yeah. high effort, low effort,
just
medium effort.
Just 3 different types of hard.
Exactly, exactly.
Last piece then, how do I move the, say in round 4, you know when I'm dead, you know that picture of me where I'm gray and I'm still trying really hard, but I'm not going very far. Do I still have to move the damper by myself or will I have a friend there to do it for me?
Damper assistance.
Damper assistance, yeah, there you go.
We tested this, myself, Jose, and someone else, maybe it was Laura, tested it. And I had my own bike and I was, basically the way I did this was, I was on my 40 second regular and before I stood up, I would just whack the damper up to 10, then stand up and go.
So you just crunch and go, basically.
Yeah, and then I would sit back down and then lower the damper down. So I did it myself and I found it fine. But Jose was doing it for Laura and that worked as well. So you definitely will have a partner because you'll have someone off the bike. So you could definitely get your bully to do that for you.